There's love that's smiling face in the early sun. If I can't have you to myself, then life's no fun.
I'd rather be with you.
I want to hold your hand, oh, if I can, just be a man. I want to be your friend, not now and then, but until the end. I just love the way you act, and that's a fact. I want to be your number one, so get to that.
Welcome everybody to the Big Bap and Friends show. Y'all know how we do it. It is Friday night. Your boy Big Bap is in the studio holding it down. We're not even going to hold this up. We're going to get to more further impressive business. So we got one half of the Gemini twins in the building. Let's go ahead and get this party started the right way, because maybe it is Friday. You say fuck in the building. What it do, shouting?
I drink to that. Ooh. Hey. Happy Friday, people. Glad to be back with y'all. Excuse my voice being a little bit scratchy. I partied a little bit too hard last night. A bitch didn't go to bed till 8 o'clock this morning. Woke up at 3 this afternoon.
Well, what was going on that you had to turn up like that?
The sun came up earlier that day, so you know
you
me.
You know what? Hold on. Before we do something that I used to do all the time, because we ain't did it in a while, baby, let's go back to the old days, the old school. So let's do this real quick. You say, fuck, you ready? You with me?
I'm with you, baby, always.
Ooh. Let me turn the lights down. Let me dim the lights a little bit. Let me get the studio kind of ready. So this is what I need y'all to do. I need y'all to go ahead and take y'all clothes off, get relaxed, cuddle up next to your boo thing. If you got a boo thing, if you ain't got a boo thing, get your phone out, text. Because we're going to hit y'all with some questions, we're going to have some fun, and we're going to turn up a little bit tonight. So you say, but you know what the first question always is, baby, what you drinking on?
I'm drinking on some vodka. Who wants some vodka? Oh, vodka.
you know
I love my clear shit.
Here's the crazy part. Let me tell you what Big Bap is drinking on tonight.
Well, oh, Lord. What is it?
I am drinking water.
Did you say water?
Yep.
As in bathe myself and also nourish my body water?
Water. Right now.
Well, you know what? I tell you what. If it's anywhere near as spicy out there as it is out here, I don't blame you. And I got my nerve to be complaining because it's only 86 out here, but it's spicy than a bitch.
Oh, no. It's extra good and good out here. Like, I can honestly tell you right now in South Florida, it is, if you ain't got a reason to go outside in the daytime, bitch, don't go outside.
Mm. Mm. I just came from bitch life.
Hold on, first of all,
what
the hell are you doing? What you doing in Big Lots?
Well, see, what had happened was I needed to go to Big Lots because I just got my baby a bed, and she needed a comforter set. And little do people know, I don't know about the Big Lots where y'all at, but our Big Lots out here, them motherfuckers, they like a little mini Walmart.
Oh.
So I went to get her a bed in the bag at Big Lots and only paid $40 instead of have to wobble my big fat ass up to Macy's and pay $108 for the exact same thing by the exact same people. And you know I had to get this rainbow hair bow. I had to get it to match these shoes I just got. It's a big bow. You know me and my cousins. You know I think I'm a black rainbow bride.
Well, you know, listen, everybody is entitled to whatever it is that they want to do. Who am I to tell you what you can't do on your day?
All right. Oh, speaking of today, are we going to do what today is? I mean, I know we're not going to do it right now, but are we going to do what today is?
Actually, we're going to do what today is. We're going to do it early today because, you know, listen, let me tell y'all, black folks are best worst people ever. Because I can tell you one thing. You can always guarantee that somebody black going to be somewhere late.
You know what? Didn't nobody ask you to get on here and tell the truth?
Well, who did it?
I guess you said, and guess what? Black folks don't be late. They just on CP time. You know what? I really want to know where that came from, that CP time shit, because all black folks ain't late. You got a lot of people, when they say they ready or something's supposed to be done at a certain time, if it's not done then, you might as well count that out as a no. I really want to know, and the CPT stands for colored people's time, so I want to know I want to know where that shit came from. Who made that up, and who decided that that was what it was? And we got the nerve to go by it. I'm on CP time. No, nigga, there's no such thing. There's Eastern, well, there's Pacific, there's Standard, and there's Mountain. There's no such thing as CP time.
Well, for me personally, I can't really tell you. I'm OCD. Like, I can tell you, I'm one of those people that they'll say, you got to be to work at 3, and I be to work at 2:15.
Yeah.
Hold on, y'all. And so y'all know we can't do this show without bringing in my other girl. So let's go ahead and bring in the other Gemini twin. Peaches with the X. What it do, Shardy? What you been up to this week?
Nah, what y'all been up to? I'm on CP time.
Trying to escape this heat, Gemini twin. Trying to escape this heat. It's been spicy out here in California.
Is it?
But you know what? We spoiled out here. You know what I'm saying? We spoiled out here because, like, I was just kind of sex jerk. I told him it was spicy out here, but we only had, like, probably, like, about 84, 85.
Okay. That's not hot. It's hot as hell around here, though.
I know. Y'all be hitting 100.
Mm-hmm.
I literally died.
It's like he's touching 100. Shit.
Well, you know, Peaches with the X is in Atlanta. So, you know, they got that. Not only do they got that spiciness, but you got, when you go outside, everything you got on stick to your body.
You ain't never lying.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't even got to glue your motherfucking wig down. That shit gonna stick.
You know what? You ain't lying because my cousin, she live out there, and we had the family reunion out there. The last family reunion, because we do it every 2 years, and one coming up this year. So we had a family reunion out there 2 years ago, and, you know, she don't let nobody smoke in her house. I went outside to hear my motherfucking dope nigga. As soon as I walked out the door, I said, and I turned around and went back in. I said, fuck that.
I couldn't even smoke my motherfucking blunt. Y'all Cali, baby. See, y'all spoiled. Y'all got that air wind. I'm telling you, I got another friend from Cali, and she was in Texas with me at Fort Hood, and she couldn't handle it. She like, this is a different type of heat.
Was she mad?
She was mad. Because,
you know,
he
made black folks mad. Yeah, he made black folks mad. Because I'm going to tell you how mad black folks get about
you. Look. I had to cuss out a homeless man. I said, what the fuck you got on all that shit for?
And he ain't got nowhere to take that shit. I'm going to tell you what I did. I was so mad, and it was hot. Not only did I order me 2 air conditioners, but guess what? My dude, he left his shoes like it's a section between my kitchen and my dining area. I said, why the fuck is these shoes here? It's too motherfucking hot for this shit. Who the fuck put water in the toilet? It's too hot for water to be in the toilet. Who's doing this?
Yeah, Oh, he was angry. He was angry as fuck, man. It was hot. He was in hell. I was so mad and irritated just about nothing but being hot. I was like, who the fuck keep putting water in my toilet? Why is water in the toilet?
Yeah, you was delusional. You might want to check on that. You need to see a specialist.
Oh, my God, baby. When I tell you, and the sad thing is, would y'all believe me if I told you? Because keep in mind, I live in Torrance. I'm out here in the beach area of California. I live in Torrance, so we right by the beach. So it don't get as hot out here in Torrance as it do in L.A. Like, say, for instance, if it's 90 in L.A., it's going to be about 84, maybe 85 out here. You know what I'm saying? And it cools down sooner, but I don't give two damns and half a fuck about all none of that. Give me some shade. It is, oh, my God. Oh,
yeah,
I'm telling you,
y'all got some nice weather.
Yeah, we do. Peaches, guess what? It gets so hot, guess what I do? I say, fuck it, and I put on my bathing suit. And I walk around the whole house in my motherfucking bathing suit.
Wow.
See,
I thought I was bad because I just get naked. She talking about bathing suits. But, hey, guys, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, y'all, we got to get to a topic. Because for y'all who don't know, I'm going to introduce this topic when we come back. Y'all going to hear from my girl Peaches with the X with the T on this topic. Because, baby, when I tell you she was with the foolishness early this morning. So, listen, I'm going to play this song for her because I know I played this song before on the show. But when I think about Peaches with the X, this song right here always comes to mind for me. I don't know. Y'all enjoy it. We'll be back in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check this out, right?
Yeah.
What's up, pimp? We doing this shit for all the ladies out there, right?
Come on.
We want y'all to listen closely to what we got to say. Who on this motherfucker? You know on this shit.
Joe Crack.
Who else, nigga? Trick. My nigga Big Sam, bitch. Yeah. Be and click. Let's do this shit.
Hey, play the game. You already know my name.
Do. For the dough, she probably get on four and fuck the crew. Damn, south, up north, be the same ass bitches. Man locked up, her mama watching the children. Talking about my neck, my back. Bitch, you better learn how to chop rocks if you wanna get with crack. I've been in love once, Lisa thought that. Till I fucked around and hit the roll back. Got burnt, now you figured the rest. Dick hurt like a pissing baguette. Now I'm living depressed. And known better than to trust the hoe. Especially she wanna know how much dough you hold. Cause there ain't too many real bitches. If you got one, hold on. Don't wanna be nobody's meal ticket. And you know it don't mean shit to me. Cause you know, bitches ain't shit to me. Why?
This is what Peaches with the X posted this morning. that got me kind of excited about the day. So she gonna give y'all the tea to tell y'all why this story came about. But this is what she posted on Facebook this morning. My ears broke, comma. You gotta show me. Demi whole quote. Now, for those of you guys who don't read sarcasm like I do, you might have missed the subtle sarcasm that was in her words when she wrote what she said. So, Peaches with the X, go ahead and break them down with a T for me, baby.
Really, my sister had posted on her Snap, side cooking, and her nickname is Demi. So I put on there, side note, Demi Ho quote. That was one of her quotes. But see, what it means is basically what I've been going through. Like, everybody knows that I'm, you know, I'm now almost no longer married. I'm, you know, single. You know, I can't, you know, I don't care whoever's listening, you know. Me and my ex are gonna be ex. We have a great relationship, but I'm still stuck out here dating. Are still, you know, gonna be single. And the whole quote came up from, I don't feel like anybody that's broke should be dating, and that includes me. You get what I'm saying? Like, you have no business dating if you ain't got no money. And I had different people's views from it. Or whatever, and I don't care. Like, what I've learned is I don't care. Like, I'm going to say what I want to say. It's not right. Like, I have literally I have his help too, but if they're still my kids, they're my responsibility. And of course, I want to do more for them. You know what I'm saying? For my kids.
Right.
What I didn't understand was, how the hell you going to jump in anybody's inbox, not even just mine, and see that I got to see that me or anybody else got all this stuff going on, and you want to go on somebody, you want to go on a date, you want to talk, you want to have a whole conversation, and still ain't putting nothing towards it. Hey, I know you just left. Let me cash up for $10, $20, $5, $3.
Something.
It's just the point. Came up with my whole aura this week has been on some get money city girl shit. Because I'm telling you, and these men out here, I'm telling y'all, these men out here are bad and bougie too. Like, these dudes is looking for somebody to take care of them too. And we got the roles twisted up. We got the roles twisted up talking about 50-50. I don't think any of us, including your daughter you say fuck, your daughter boss, mm-hmm. or any of my daughters, we not raising no 50-50 ass daughters.
No. Exactly.
It's gonna be 100-100, but it ain't gonna be 50-50. They don't know about that. I'm not gonna link up with no man who say, hey, you say this, I pay that. Oh, that we not finna work like that.
Mm-mm.
What's gonna happen is we're gonna mutually discuss what we gonna pay, and we're gonna mutually make it together. Now, I am 38.
That sounds right to me.
I'm 38. I've been married for 15 years. Ain't nowhere in hell I'm going to rebuild a nigga. It's too late. You better come with it, because if I'm 38, I ain't got no business dating no 28-year-old, no 29-year-old, no 30-year-old, because I know what kind of woman I am, and I know I'm hell to handle. But I tell you what, I'm not babysitting, I'm not spoiling no man, and I'm not building no man. Period. They can call somebody a gold digger. They can call you a dick haggler. Whatever. I just know $40, $50, $60,
$70, $80, $90, $100
bitch. That's all I know.
Okay, come on. Look, Gemini twin. Like Lisa Ray said in that interview, when the lady asked her, what do you think about people saying you being a gold digger? She said, oh, no, I was digging for gold when I was in high school. She said, I'm working on platinum now.
Hello?
Okay, so let me be petty. Let me add to this conversation, right? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking to a good friend of mine this past week, and she was like, in the last 2 weeks, and she was like, hey, listen, I'm trying to go out on these dates, whatever, whatever. So this dude decided to try to holler at her. Now, when she told me, I was like, listen, and I'm saying this from a male perspective. I was like, Jordy, I don't really think that's what you want to do. And she was like, what? I said, your son is about to be a whole adult. He got 4 or 5 kids under the age of 12.
Oh.
Y'all already ain't compatible because you only got one child. You finna go turn up. Your son is about to go off to college. You ain't got no bills, no extra nothing. You getting ready to stunt because this is what you've been waiting for your whole life after you had that little joke at 18, 19 years ago. And so, and I'm saying that because it's not a, I need people, male and female, to understand it is nothing wrong with somebody telling you that you're not compatible to them. Like, I know everybody got on Cardi B and Nicki Minaj's and the Meg Thee Stallions and the City Girls of the World and, you know, all the dudes who was doing all their little tricking and pimping and all that stuff or whatever you want to call it. But here's the thing. It's okay to not be compatible. You can like them all day long. You can be horny for them all day long. But it's okay to recognize that that person is not compatible with you. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some of the greatest sex I ever had was with people I knew I wasn't going to date.
Oh, wow. That's a good one. Okay.
Like, I knew going into that situationship that all you were was a great conversation and a great lady. And why can't we be honest with people? Because here's the things that I look at. You want me to give you my 5 reasons why people are not compatible in a relationship? I'm going to go from the least important to the most important.
Okay.
Number 5, the upbringing that your parents gave you versus the upbringing that their parents gave them, 9 times out of 10, y'all are not compatible.
Hello.
Number 4, the way you clean your motherfucking house will let me know if we're compatible.
Oh, bebe.
You ready? Oh, because
you take something to fill out.
Okay, so here comes number 3. Your ability to provide for your children will determine if we're compatible or not.
Okay.
Because here's what people miss. Because there are bad women and there's good men at that. Number 2.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
Number 2. Because here's number 2. Number two going to slap some people. Your religious and non-religious beliefs may make us not be compatible for one another. Number 1. And number 1, and I know people will try to say, oh, I got other things, but I'm going to tell you, number one for me in a relationship of why we may not be compatible, how you like to fuck, how I like to fuck, got to match. Because, baby, at the end of the day, if you trying to do something that I'm not trying to do, and I'm trying to do something that you're not trying to do, this ain't going to work. And I put that list together because I didn't base that list based off of, because everybody wants to get into all the overcomplicated things. But I'm looking at the basics. If you can't get those 5 things together at 35, 37, 40, 48, 52, 67, I'm with Peaches. Why the fuck is you dating?
Well, let me tell you, after something hit me, I say about a month ago when I knew that, you know, I tried again. No, about 2 months ago, two, 3 months ago, I knew what I was going to work, and that we just going to go our separate ways. Maybe no, well, I've been separated for 5 months. I'm just saying this is how I knew something just hit me, and it was like, you know, Keisha, you not old, because I had in my mind like, you know, shit, I'm old, like, you know. I can't do this, I can't do that shit. Man, there's people out there living their best life, 41, 42, 43, 44. Like, you know what I'm saying? In a new lease.
All I was saying was, you cannot approach anybody, and you can say it's shallow, but if you don't got your shit together, you should not even be. You can be online, but your ass is until you got your ass to get until you get your shit together, and that goes for both people on both parts.
I'm so glad to know I'm not crazy. Peaches, you don't even know. I'm so glad to know that I'm not crazy because my, like, when it comes to whole relationship situations and now the new word, entanglement, my whole thing is, like, I believe you need to breathe, get yourself together. You need to have something to offer. And it needs to be more. It needs to be more than dick. It needs to be more than pussy. You see what I'm saying?
Fact.
I always appreciate a good in-depth conversation, but where we go after that. So I tell you, and no, if you can barely take care of yourself, what the fuck is you trying to take me the fuck out for? What the fuck? What are you finna do with me? Because I got responsibilities that I'm handling over here. I got responsibilities that I'm handling over here.
Right.
So exactly, if you're not in a position to take care of yourself, how you dating? Bitch, I feel you. I swear to God on everything, my nigga. I feel you within my soul and spirit.
But
and
see,
I wholeheartedly agree.
Another thing is, okay, this is why you should not be dating if you're not financially together, okay? This is why. Number one, a marriage, the leading cause of divorce is what? Money, okay? So if I'm going into a relationship.
Yeah, I've always heard that.
If I'm going into a relationship and you holler out at first, oh, I ain't got this right now. And I ain't talking credit scores. Because let me tell you something. I hate when people talk to people and be like, you ain't a bad bitch if you got bad credit. Let me tell you something. Bad credit is not bad credit. Bad credit is not bad credit. You understand what I'm saying? As long as you're working towards it, and we don't even know everybody's situation. Everybody's situation is different why they got bad credit. You could go through a bad divorce and get bad credit. You can help your kids with they something get bad credit. You can help a family member maintain bad credit. All I'm saying is, I'm talking about money financially. I'm talking about career goals. I'm talking about investments. I'm talking about...
And see, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with any of that? Nothing's wrong with it, but listen to what I'm saying.
And when you present shit like that, that's when it come in. Oh, this bitch a gold digger. She just wants somebody to have some money.
Exactly.
No, nigga, I don't want to have no money
because
I got my motherfucking self. All I want to know is if something happened where I fall, motherfucker, I got a safety net. I don't need to depend on you, bitch.
I don't understand. Why the hell could I be called a gold digger when I folded up my table and brought it to you? So how the hell can I be a gold digger? I brought a
set
camping in, bitch. How could I ever be a gold digger? All I'm saying is if you gonna date on your level. Now, it's some women out there that like to build.
Yes.
There's some women out there that like to build men. And it's some men out there that like to build women. And whatever tickles your fucking tickle.
If that floats your
boat. All I'm saying is, for Lakeisha, for me, it's a hard no. And if somebody got a problem with it, they're gonna talk about you regardless. I'd rather you talk about me now. I don't even care. You can talk about me behind my back because I'm very sensitive. I don't give a fuck. All I'm telling you is what my criteria is what I'm bringing to the table and what the table that I brought. So it's not a 50-50. I'm not going to no niggas. How you going to ask me if they go down?
Oh, I haven't even heard that in a long time.
The production manager is in my ear. We got to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to have what day it is, and we're going to get back into this topic a little bit, y'all. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with what day it is and get back into this topic. Hold on, y'all. All right, guys, this next segment is going to be brought to you by Augusta, August Sister Homespun Emporium, LLC. Advocating to rebuild bridge between natural remedies and modern medicine by sharing knowledge of natural healing with love for the mind, body, and spirit, and proven certified organic source ingredients for personal holistic health, beauty, and wellness needs. Visit ashemporiumet.com. Ladies, let's go ahead and get something real quick out the way, because we gotta get back to this conversation, because we was having a great conversation. So y'all know, first off, today is what day it is, shawty. You say fuck, you know this your favorite.
What day it is? What day it is? Let me know what day it is. That's gonna be our theme song for that. We gotta get that down.
Yeah. Okay. So listen. We are in the process of growing this show. I have told everybody we're gonna do some amazing things. So, if anybody wants to come up with a theme song, a commercial, whatever it is that they want to do, what day it is, hit us up. You know how to get in contact with us. Do what you do. Also, if you want to call into the show to be a guest tonight because you want to get in on the topic we have, the number for the show is 563-999-3090. So, ladies, real quick, let's get into what day it is. So the first one I'm going to give y'all is National Spumoni Day. Do you know what that is?
Spumoni? I do
Spumoni.
Not. I do not. Am I saying this correct?
So basically, it's a type of flavored gelato ice cream. It's indigenous to South Italy. So if you've ever had
Italian
ice cream, that is actually the term that it's called.
Oh, you know, okay, so that's the ice cream that don't make you boo-boo.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Okay, I got it. That's the
thing. I can't.
Okay, my bad. Let me stop while I get fired.
Peaches.
Let me stop. I need this job. Let me stop.
Peaches.
Shut up, you say.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Jimmy Swin. I'm sorry.
All right, so let me get the other two out of here. The other two is Brazilian Blowout Day. So for all of y'all who've been getting y'all beach body on, who be getting y'all waxes and your hairs done and your body, all that stuff done up right, today is actually the day to celebrate that. So most of y'all should be good for some tricking tonight. So if you go into whatever the turn up spot is, I hope you got your Brazilian blowout today so you be ready to go.
I ain't got no hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so
you know me, bald like a pedophile.
You know what? I'm not even playing with y'all tonight. I'm gonna be almost 1% professional.
Oh! My wig got a Brazilian blowout.
Come on, Dwayne.
You know what? No, I'm putting both of y'all in the corner. All right, here's the last one. And this is big because this is for Florida. I know Florida is the king of this because of what we do for a living. So the other one is National Senior Citizen Day.
All the old people move to Florida retired because they need the sun. Can they move?
Listen, all I want them to do is just move to Central/North Florida. Because they can't drive. I am tired of being at the light
when old people retire and get old, where they say they going? Let's say it together. 1, 2, 3. Flow!
Tell them to go to New Jersey.
Move to Florida. Mine took a little longer. Move to Florida. But we said like that.
Paterson, New Jersey need people.
You want them to move to Tallahassee?
Oh, not Tallahassee. No.
Yeah. body real well. You're gonna make your body say yeah. I wanna know where my road dogs is at. I wanna know where my live women is at. We gonna.
All right, y'all. Y'all ain't gonna make me ride out on that all night, because I can ride out on that all night. So what we're gonna do real quick is we are going to get the ladies on here to do Black History is World History. That is brought to you tonight by D Oils. You can find D Oils at experiencethescent13@gmail.com, or you can go on Facebook and follow them at D_Oils, and you can check out everything that they have. Also, you can hit them up by hitting the numbers 561-425-2519. You can place your order, we'll send your invoice and get your stuff back out to you as quickly as Donald Trump's post office will let us get it to you. That's all I'm saying.
Damn. Damn.
Listen. You don't even understand. And I'm sorry. Like, I know I'm joking real quick, but y'all don't understand. I have been having people in my inbox mad, and I'm like, dude, I already sent you your tracking number. They like, yeah, but my stuff been in New Jersey for like 3 days. And I'm like, but dude, you live in Texas. Why did your shit go to New Jersey?
Mm-hmm. I hope like that, you know, I don't that Trump shit.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. But anywho, let's go ahead and knock this out, because we haven't done this in a while, and I know we're supposed to do this every show. So it is Black History, mm-hmm. is World History. Ladies, which one of y'all going first tonight?
Peaches, you want to go or you want me to go, baby? All right,
I'll go first.
Okay,
I did mine on Leroy Jones, the first nigga that said, I wish a nigga would. Not playing. I did mine on John Lewis. John Lewis had just passed away about a month ago. I did some research on him. And, you know, John Lewis is really, really, really a force to be reckoned with. Like, you know, I mean, he's all we got. If you think about it, besides Jesse Jackson, he's all we got that can give us history and insight on how people like Malcolm X was, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers. He was in a piece of everybody's life in the civil rights movement. So I just wanted to, you know, push through a little John Lewis, you know what I'm saying? May he rest in peace and may his legacy live on.
All right, come through, Jimmy.
Okay,
I heard that. Come through, Jimmy Quinn.
I see you. I ain't even mad at you.
They're going to show how we live the life. Wait till you see what mine is.
You say fuck, you got
the floor. Okay, so who I'm going to bring y'all today is Sister Mary Jane Patterson. And who Sister Mary Jane Patterson was, because y'all know me, I always do the women, you know. So who Sister Mary Jane Patterson was, Sister Mary Jane Patterson was the first Black woman to graduate from college. Her actual name is Mary Jane Patterson. Okay, here we go. Was born 16 years old when her family, among others, moved to Ohio in the hopes of their children to attend college. You understand me? The daughter of a pastor and a school Black advocate school teacher for the younger children, ended up being the very first Black woman to graduate from college. Established college, Oberlin College, okay? She attended her years, but look, guess what? Check this out. She attended her years of college. She started actually at the age of 16. She actually started college at the age of 16. And by the time of her completing her studies, which was, y'all ready for this? Kick back. 1862. And after 1862, our beautiful female Black leader was appointed a teacher assistant in the female department of the Institute of Colored Youth in Philadelphia. Y'all see that? Okay, we coming through, women. And not only that, but after that, after she finished educating the college students, what she did was she went back to the younger babies. She later taught at the Preparatory High School for Colored Youth. Come on. And the name of the school, they renamed it, and the name was Dunbar High School. So you guys, if y'all want to look up Dunbar High School and also look up the name Mary Jane Patterson, that's where it came from, serving as the school's first black principal. Come through now. Come through. Not only was she the first black graduate, but she was also the first black principal. You understand what I'm saying? And this beautiful woman served us. She served as the high school principal from 18, not 19. What I say is 1871 to 1874. And we want to give all our praises and all our grace and all our love to Sister Mary Jane Patterson, because she led a trailblaze. She led a whole trailblazing scene for us that we didn't even know what was coming. When we got here, we thought we was up on it, but guess what? This sister, once again, our first black woman, African-American, whatever you choose to go by, she was the first ever person of color, as they called us then, to ever graduate from college. And her name is Mary Jane Patterson. If anybody want to look it up, that is the name that you go to, and that's what you look up. Her name is Mary Jane Patterson. Come through, Mary. Come through, Mary.
Okay, guys, as Black Wall, you are our first people who escaped slavery or became a freed slave in the capacity of towards the end of the emancipation, and these were the first six to truly go out there and change what they can do with what they had available to them with the resources that they had. And Girly, for me, is really important because anybody who knows me knows I'm a big historian of Black Wall Street. And I'm still, myself, I have been pushing the message of Black Wall Street now for almost about 20 years for myself personally, because I'm a believer, and I know that it's going to come true. I'm a believer that multiple people that I have access to are going to come together with me, and we're going to create something that's never been seen since Black Wall Street, and I'm just believing in that. So I have stood fast in that belief, that goal, that effort. But for people who don't know who Black Wall Street, what they did, they had the most 5-star hotels in one area. They also had some of the best movie theaters in the city. They had some of the best confectionaries entire country. They had some of the best movie theaters in the entire country. 5-star hotels, when they weren't really giving out 5-star accommodations like that, the black businesses, every major hotel in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the time during Black Wall Street was a 4- or 5-star hotel all the way back during the early 1900s. So we have to, I'm not going to say we have to stop, but we have to start believing that what we have is worth something. And it took me a long time to process that, because a lot of times we get excited about, you know, the cars, the rims, the clothes, the house, the this. But I am steadfast and 100% committed to building generational wealth, not only in my family, but for the families that are connected to me. That's why people look at me and they say, hey, Matt, why are you always doing what you do? It's because I look at Peaches with Sticks. Like, for those of y'all don't know Peaches, like, let me shout out on my girl real quick a little bit, because I don't really talk about y'all too much on the show. Let me give y'all a little shout out. My girl right here does so much that when she actually posts stuff that she really be doing, like, people be 4, 5, 6 months, a year late. Like, they don't even realize. Like if she go, like, let me do this, because I'm gonna do it better. Peaches, give me your last three entrepreneurial endeavors, whether they be individual or family ties.
Okay, I did party coordination, which was, I set up, basically, it was party coordination. Like, you know, if somebody wanted a party or something, I take care of all finances. Well, you pay me one time, and I find everything for everybody. And it was very successful. I did T-shirts. which I put my whole family on. My sister does it. My mom's starting to do it. I'm actually trying to get, I'm in the works trying to get, I want to get a storefront like this. That's what I'm working on. And then I also, my last entrepreneur thing was trying to do a little boutique, but a little different, kind of like a, because I like to thrift. So I wanted to do my own thrift store kind of consignment. And that's just something I want to do in the near, that's like my long-term goal. Because really to do a thrift, to do a, something like that, you have to take your time. You have to, you know, because basically you're not getting, it's wholesale, it's not none of that. You're really just going to every different thrift store or yard trying to find something different to build your own consignment. Those are the three things that I've been doing. You know, I kept me being on the radio quiet for a while because I kind of knew radio was my calling, but I love this platform. And today, I just finally just made, you know, spoke on it, like, you know, tell everybody, hey, come listen, because, you know, I feel comfortable in my own skin and I feel comfortable with the crew, with the boss.
Awesome.
And,
awesome.
So I just wanted to just bring everybody, you know, you move in silence. You move in silence until it feels right. And it felt right.
And I'm happy for that because one of the things that I want, you know, the reason why I wanted to talk about that is because the key point of that, what people missed is when you did what you did, you put your whole family on. You see what I'm saying? Something as simple as a t-shirt business, you took and you involved everybody.
I never told anybody this, but my mentorship came from Keenan Ivy Wayne. Like, that's the type of stuff that I'm on. Like, he is, like, my favorite. Like, since I was a kid. Like, do you know that man put his whole family on? You know what I'm saying? Like, he put his – I'm not talking about –
I didn't. I'm not going to lie. I didn't know until you just told me right now. I didn't know.
Yeah, he ain't
you
no
just
Joe
told me right now.
Kid.
I didn't
he
know.
He wasn't on nothing. Mm-mm. He sent – his family sent Keenan – and I don't even know if Keenan the oldest, but I think Keenan is the oldest. He sent that one to college. Keenan Ivy Wayne went to Tuskegee University. He did, I think he did, I don't know if he got his degree, but his heart was film and writing. And look what he did. He put his whole family on. He even put his grandkids on. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, that's where I got it from. That's where I got it from. I just feel like if we all gonna do something, let's all do it together. And that's what I told you know, my mom, my sister, everybody.
You know, I'm a big hip hop head, and it's funny because your inspiration came from Keenan Ivory Wayne's. I'm gonna tell you who my inspiration really came from, and it was actually the similar mindset that you have, but mine came from Ludacris.
Really? Wow. Okay.
And so here's why. Because when Ludacris actually got out here and started making money, and this was before the record deals, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Ludacris was first starting to make money in the DJ game and starting to get on, the first person that Ludacris kind of reached out to was his cousin. And he made his cousin was his first personal chef.
But what he told his cousin
is, I'm going to put you through school while you be my personal chef. So not only are you learning something, but you're also getting an opportunity to put your craft out there for the world to see. And so
it was one of those things.
And I tell people, I sit back and I watch a lot of people move. I watch the Jay-Z's, the T.I.'s, the 50 Cent's. I tell you one that people don't look at who did a lot in South Florida, Trick Daddy. Say what you want to about Trick, but when it came to business, he took care of a lot of people. He showed a lot of people how to make
he
good legal money.
Yep.
And so the one thing that I keep telling people that's so important about this platform is that I want to get people to understand we as a community have to begin to pool our resources. Black Wall Street was one of the most successful places in the world because they pooled their resources. Harlem Renaissance was one of the greatest cultural phenomena, but they pulled their resources. There's so many different things that I can show you in history, but what they did was they sat down and they said, you know what? I have this, I have that, let's put it together. The second part is, you know, people act like crowdfunding or crowdsourcing is really a new term, and it's been around for forever. The only difference is people have understood that it takes hard work, sacrifice, and a little bit of push to get there. But you know what? We're not going to lecture y'all. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back because I got to get to a funny topic, y'all. So we'll be right back.
Now tell me who on the fuck with us? Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, now bang, and let your fucking brain tank, snitches. Fuck modeling for bitches with riches who carry 22s up in they hosiery. A black teller when my father bustin' and loaded me, think he just finished sniffing the key and dipping the D's. Don't hate me, hate Nicky Barnes for hitting my mom, letting the condom pop. Nigga, I was born in the drop, coke boiling the pot. Shake the feds and bust shots at them street cops. Fuck your point is. My point is double four. Let your fucking jaws point is. Hollow point shit. 4 points sit. Need I say more? How do you get the point, bitch? Come on. What type of nigga slangin' bang in the streets? Bad boy. What type of nigga stay in the trunk for weeks? Bad boy. What type of nigga fly Bentley cool? Bad boy. Aim for the sky, cop the shit, then shoot. Ming's dragging on the floor. Banging on your horse, second the Christ scientist examining for flaw. For the crystal, on the way to trial, Rico Law got a nigga head hurting, squirting till they pull the curtain. Let the money drip dry, $100 bills, wipe the tears from my eyes. No love, fuck y'all niggas. Hope you die slow, death is our coke test. And see the Dolores Tucker protest. Can't fuck with your weak rap niggas, with your gay rap. Running around talking this and talking that. See me in the streets, try to give me that. Andrew Cunanan ass niggas, my two cannons blast niggas, ass niggas. Got me fucked up in the game. Get your shirt stained, keep your 5 mics, nigga, give me the cane. Do the shit to clean my money, dummies. Gleam the wrist out, cop the pistol, nigga, talk shit now, What type of nigga slangin' bang in the streets? Bad boy. What type of nigga stay in the trunk for weeks? Bad boy. What type of nigga fly Bentley cool? Bad boy. Aim for the sky, cop the shit, then shoot. Bling, bling. It's a bad boy thing. Bullet seeks, sinking, street sweeping. With an evil grin, watch you die. One love, one life, one shine. Y'all niggas ain't saying nothing like a mind. Every line, I live it, I write it with a pencil. So niggas die lead poison if they bite it. Hate it, but recite it. It's a G thing. Me and Puffin St. Bart, send it off. Bitches walking topless with G strings. Menage, bust shots at your crew. Another charge. As the Gulf Stream fly through the fog, make you popular. Pockets filled with more high notes than the opera. Franklin's on top of the Jacksons. My nigga Tyler, Utah. Bad boy, respect is a die, coward. What type of nigga slang and bang in the streets? Bad boy. What type of nigga stay in the trunk for weeks? Bad boy. What type of nigga fly Bentley cool? Bad boy. Aim for the sky.
You say fuck. You say fuck. You with me? You in the building?
Of course, always, baby. Where would I go but the building? Come through.
Man, listen, I'm finna tell y'all, they got a new hashtag going out, man. You can thank your production manager for this one I'm about to give you, right? So let me ask you a question. Who is your favorite online personality to watch on social media?
Kerwin Kilborn. Oh, my God, I fucking love him. Kerwin Kilborn. No thoughts, no questions, no have to consider. Kerwin Kilborn. And anybody that's listening, please go to his YouTube, his Facebook, his Twitter, his Snapchat. And this is not a paid promotion. That nigga is just fucking hilarious.
Okay, so I'm going to give you
Kerwin Kilborn.
I'm going to give you one that's a little different from me. But once I found out what this word means, he is my favorite person in this category. Okay? So if you go online right now and put in the word, like go on Facebook and type in the word hashtag churchy, that is a actual trending thing right now, right?
Right.
So my favorite person in that category would have to be Kev on Stage for the churchy segment. Cause
oh, I love him. Oh, I love Kev on Stage too.
It doesn't matter how far you go, whatever. But when I saw the hashtag, I was like, because what happened was I saw a little post that was put up, and so I saw the churchy thing. The production manager really been on the whole little churchy thing since she kind of found it. But when I went to go hashtag it, the very first thing I came up to was a Jamie Foxx interview, right?
Uh-huh.
And so the interview took me off, like, this was probably the most churchiest thing I ever seen in my life. So in the interview, the guy asked
that
question,
sounds funny.
And this joker turned around and literally he did the old school Sun Vacation Bible School, where this dude started with the Old Testament and went all the way through to the New Testament, name of the books of the Bible in order.
Mm. Come through now. Don't play. Come through.
So here's the thing. I had to laugh because I'm sitting here saying to myself, because I wanted to ask y'all both this, because let's not make it about social media. What is the churchiest thing, not on social media, but in real life, what's the churchiest thing you've ever seen?
I can give you several for me.
Like, here's the thing. I like seeing old people be churchy, right? Right?
Oh.
So, here's one of the things that when you start having a conversation with old people, right? And they don't really know where the conversation is going or what the topic is, they find some type of way to throw Jesus and a scripture in that conversation.
Man, hell yeah. You could be talking about Mr. Jones getting caught with Mary Elizabeth. Well, you know that that's what I said. When a man finds a wife, they find a good thing. Like, no, we not talking about that.
See, they will throw it on you.
Let me tell you, man. I hate to throw my grandma out there like that. I hope she ain't listening. Let me tell about my grandma, man. My grandma's from a small little town. So somebody called her and said, hey, one of our great, like, you know, it's a small town. So she was like, somebody's bad. And so my, and they the last of the pretty. Right, y'all? So
uh-huh.
My grandma, I was like in 11th grade. My grandma was like, well, Keisha, you ride down there with me? And she's from a very, very small town. It's like very, very small. So we go down there, you know, she checked me out of school. We go down there. It's about 2 hours away from Clarksville. Three hours. Like, it's like going towards Memphis. We go down there, whatever, you know. My grandma, she's so fake, y'all. She's hollering, screaming even before she seen the body. He was, you know, and I'm like, okay, it's a whole show. You know, sit down. Some guy told me to sit towards the exit. Y'all listening? Y'all with me? God told me to sit towards the exit. So I'm sitting towards the exit or whatever, and I watch my grandma go and view the body. And she go view the body, and she do her little fake stuff. Listen, y'all. She did something totally out of character for her. Cause I love my grandma, but she fake, boy. She knows she fake. She did something totally out of character. But like I told y'all earlier, she told me to sit beside the exit. It's a little small little church. So I seen her eyes, and her eyes was pointing towards the door, like, let's go. Baby, we get to the car. We get to the car. My grandma still had this Jerry curl. That was Jerry. She used to love the Jerry curl. We went to the car. She looked at cigarettes. She looked at me. And she said, baby, I don't know who in that car for. But wherever they at, God knows. I swear to God. I swear to God. I laughed so hard in my head.
Oh, and she hit you with the baby. Baby, I don't know. She comforted you before she hit you with the bullshit.
Man, she puffed it first. She puffed it real hard. She said,
oh, my God.
Baby, I don't know who that was in that coffin. But God knows. Well, whose funeral was we at? Shit.
You know what? I don't play with old black
folks. I don't either. And it's so crazy. Oh. This is a true story. Like, if my grandma was to call it right now, she'd probably cut me out. This is a true story. Mm-hmm. Like, it's
happening. Mm-hmm. Listen.
No.
Tell your grandma I didn't have you tell this story now. Tell your grandma you told this story. Listen. Tell your grandma you told this story your own volition.
Listen. It was the most silent ride ever. And then when we got home, my granddaddy said, well, how was the funeral? My grandma didn't say nothing. She just prepared dinner.
Oh, I'm sure.
Lord have mercy.
She done
fell out at somebody's funeral. She don't even know. But y'all,
I
ain't gonna talk about
it. Oh my
God.
You know what? Listen. In honor of grandma, I'm gonna play this song. We're gonna take a commercial break and we're gonna wrap up the show, y'all. Listen, I can't.
This one goes out to all sides worldwide. Let that play out.
One morning I woke up next to a dick bitch, took a shower, dried out, brushed the gold teeth like slick rig. Top of obsession cologne like Dougie fresh in the flesh, nigga blessed with a sex after slipping on my slick bitch. So I had to discover me, hit the front porch, two women butterly, lovely in front of me, got my head gone. I sent the bitch in the bed home, cause one of them got chocolate big thighs and the other one was a red bone. Where y'all going? Y'all think this hell? What's your name? I wanna get up, what y'all doing tonight, shit? I got some homies that's lonely, never phony, we on some hype shit, call up the buddies that you be tied with. We ain't really gonna be doing too much though, we're riding around, bumper sounds tripping out while we flame James. Tapping the horn at the homies that gang bang and slang came to maintain tomorrow the same thing. But we can chill at the crib and play phase and kick some ass a bit. See past the click and get passionate. Grab your buckle and fasten it and get into some more nasty shit. Live if I could decide to try. Don't play me bogus, this ain't a spin move and I ain't got no time to lie. Tell your girls we gon' be sliding by. But hit the weeds at first because my click gotta be riding high. Cause it feels so good. When I ride up, I me and my homies hooked up, so time was took up with niggas we love, smoking notes of bud, the flame tight. Tripping off how we surviving this record to rain and try to hang tight. Getting fucked up on gang night. Used to be gang fights, now we gotta try to relax with the strap. Even though we see Devo back to back, we still be holding stacks of packs, rolling through a black ashtrays with blunt reds and crack sacks. Us and the chillers, what I'm focusing on. Bending through bitches' cribs, hoping it's on. If ain't no stroking, we strolling alone. Rolling the cone, not really tripping because we take a smoke to the dome. Up in the tones while figure frozen hair and bones, glistening from off the sunlight. Beeping the beads with their head done tight, booty hung right, and every night we see at least one bite. Hooking up with my fellow Westside clicks, not together much, but when we are, definitely the rug cuts. Despite the envy and jealousy throughout the others, it's love, brothers, riding, cause all y'all, my motherfuckers. So put the black magic on the ties and get the wax off the chrome. We gone, the blaze on till my brain's blown. Hoping to get my thing on, no matter what block you stay on. Kicking it around my world, it's the same song.
So the mobsters just flame on.
Looks like we was willing for spurts of blood. Now we got gators on, hurting the cubs. Facilitates where they serving them dubs. Now we got Urkus and Bud, straight beating up the block, searching for love. Reach up and hit the deep ball, peace through the smoky delight at the body. Right, what the party like? Now you was live as I come roll with me so we can ride the sky. But only if you let me play with you while we riding high, cause it feels so good.
It feels so good.
When I ride up, I roll through the hood with Billy's and Coach, but never went nowhere to go.
Sitting back, cruising through the slow breeze, thinking, how can I get mochi? Bumping the system, causing
emojis. I stay on my P's for the popies. Spit the Philly with my dokey. Scoop a Figo to the crib and get my boy to bring a blessing through. Sit on the floor and play some Tekken 2. Lesson 2, I'm addressing you. Turn out the lights like the world class wrecking crew. Bring out the best in you, confessing true. Lies about your inner thighs and where they been at, hoping maybe you be my lady. With the potatoes without the gravy. Well, I'm feeling no maybe. Soft with the silicone, baby. But can you pay me? Cause daily, we riding on the host road while rocking dope blows. I lose a spot if I choose to stop. We can cruise some blocks and talk about how later on you coming out your clothes, shoes, and socks. Now, is that news or not? Cause I'ma step on the gas slow and smoking this last. Don't get to be spit it and spill it. Come watch me kill it. Send the widows to conceal it. I'm finna astro with Billy's token on the truck on, so I really feel it. Thinking about not having the rich like.
All right, I can't have y'all on here listening to Twist all night because I don't need nobody getting their feelings and being all emotionally ready to do something to somebody when we get off this show here in about 50 minutes because I know how y'all nasty ass. You know what? I'm going to let y'all be wholesome tonight. I'm going to let y'all be wholesome. I ain't never met none of y'all out here, so I don't know. But you say, fuck, Peaches with the X. We got less than 14 minutes to go, so y'all know what we're going to do about this time. I want y'all... Because I'm going to go last because, again, y'all know me. I go all over the place with my randomness. So I'm going to let y'all give y'all message, 5 minutes each or however much time you need. But close out the show and tell the fans, the listeners, what you need to tell them about yourself, how they can follow you on social media, and how we got this great platform.
About Jimmy Twin.
I'm working on my bio picture so you viewers can see what I look like. my Instagram is newbirth82. My Facebook is if I want to always non plan. It's E-R-H-E-R. My message of the day, my message of the day is treat yourself. Don't stress yourself.
Just treat yourself.
And we'll see you Sunday. That's all I got. And I'm out.
She out. Drop the mic, bitch. You say fuck you on
the mic,
baby. What you got?
Well, if we're talking about where to follow us on social media, all of my social media, except for the book That's Faith, all of my social media could be found at You Say Fuck, and it's spelled USAPHUCK. Because you know I'm different from all these other motherfuckers. Understand? Okay. But my Facebook following could be under my boring ghetto ass name, which is Wendy Fitch. It's just like bitch, but with an F. Now that's that. But other than that, I just want to say I want everybody to keep staying tuned in. We're doing big things right now. We're going further and further with our platform. And only reason we're able to do it is because of you or the viewer. You as the viewers are getting us up there. And I want to just give y'all appreciation. And, you know, as the old country folks say, bring y'all flowers where y'all can smell them. And just get behind me and my big boy Bat, my Peaches with X, and the Miss You Say Fuck. And we going to entertain y'all. We going to educate y'all. We going to make y'all feel something. We going to make y'all cry. We going to make y'all laugh. We going to do all of that. And we just appreciate y'all riding for us. And hopefully we get some new riders. And other than that, oh, and big ups to our production manager, Shishi, because she keeps all our ass in line. She don't play with none of us. Just to put that out there.
No, y'all got me. That's
in sex jargon.
Well, for me,
but
guys.
Thank you, guys. And like I always tell y'all, rewind it back because today is Friday. Don't forget to rewind it back to Sunday because we will be here again for Free For All Sunday. And you guys don't ever forget, y'all can always call in, say what you want to say how you got to say, when you want to say, and let that be that. All right, go ahead, Sexy Jerk. Give it to the people.
All right, y'all, man. First off, before we get into my closing of the show, the one thing that I would like to ask you to do that, if you have the time, if you have the patience, one, right into the show, and you can do that by either inboxing us on one of the different platforms, that's DJ's Roundtable, or you can email us at djsroundtable19@gmail.com. The second thing that I want to ask you guys to do, because as we continue to just take this platform and do the most that we can with it, I don't always like to tell you guys everything that we have done or everything that we are doing, but we are in the process of legalizing the entire media company. And by January of 2021, we actually plan on launching our full media package of the Roundtable family and the different things that we do. So the one thing that I want to ask for you guys, that if you support us, love us, do what we do, email us, ask how you can either donate, sponsor, or be some type of way to help us grow this thing that we're trying to grow, so that way we can continue to give you guys the greatest information, the greatest topics, the greatest show that we can possibly give, and get other people involved with helping us produce, create, and give you guys everything that you need, because this is what we do, Big Bap and Friends. But my message for going out today is a little different than what I would normally go out on. And I had a very emotional day today. And it wasn't an emotional bad day. It was really an emotional good day. But there was a picture and a happy birthday post that was put up to a dear, I'm going to call her auntie, because that's what she really probably is in more ways than anything. When you look at how your life turns out, when you look at who you are, there are some people who shape you. And you say, fuck, you remind me a lot of this woman. Her name is Reese.
Oh, wow.
And the reason why I want to talk about her is because this lady, the very first time I ever said a statement to her where I questioned anything, my statement to her was, I can't go in there. I'm not family. And I want you to know what we were doing. We were attending her grandmother's funeral. Now,
oh, wow.
I say that to say this is because me and my mother and my sisters, we drove from Tennessee back to North Carolina to drive from North Carolina to South Carolina to go to a funeral.
Oh, wow.
For a person I'd never met in my life, I never knew. But most of my family knew this person, and come to find out later on, we would end up being blood, because the lady that I'm speaking of, Ruthie, her nephew and my oldest sister decided to have a child together.
Oh.
So now this lady who was so impactful to me in the community is now family. But the statement that she said to me at the time is, when I said, I can't go in there because I'm not family, she said, son, if you only look at family as being blood, you'll never meet the people who really love you.
Ha! Come on, Trope. Ha! Baby, she dropped a coin on you. She dropped a diamond on you. Did you get it, though?
Actually, I wasn't even 16 yet. I was 15 years old when she said that statement to me. And we had
the funeral. That means you had the chance to grow with it. That's beautiful. That means you had the chance to grow with it and actually understand what it meant.
Me, my sisters, and my family, we sat with the entire family. We spent that entire weekend with the entire family. And I tell people all the time, when I go home, and don't get me wrong, I am from Fayetteville, North Carolina. When I go home, I go see most of that family first, because those are the people that I grew up with. Those are the people that inspire me. Those are the people who cut me to be the way I am. Because I tell people any day, if you go home and you ask who I am, this nice, beautiful, lovely personality that you hear on the radio, you're going to get a whole different story. They're going to tell you that little motherfucker is coming with you. But we have to embrace our legacy. And I'm saying this for a reason. That woman to me, she may not be to other people, but that woman to me is a legend.
Huh. I'm still.
I done seen that woman stand in the street and cuss out men. I done seen her fight Jamaican men.
Oh.
I ain't talking about the scary kind either. I'm talking about the go-getters, the killers.
But yeah, you know, that's different. That's a whole other ball game, baby.
But it's not about what she did to others. It's what she instilled in the youth that came up under her.
Amen. Come through.
I kid you not, her children are opening up restaurants. Her children are business owners. Her children just opened up lounges. Her children are traveling all over the world. I'm not talking about somebody I don't know. I'm looking at people that I know who are living their best life because the elders who came before us ensured that we understood that we needed to live our best life, and we have to do the same thing for our children coming behind us.
Come on now. Come on,
let's
I
stop
say.
Condemning these children, because I can't get mad. Here's the thing, and I'm saying this because I can't get mad at the WAP when I can tell you what I was doing when I was 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. I can't get mad at what these kids is doing when they go to the club, because I know what I did when I went to the club.
Correct. Very correct. Very true. Same this way. Same this way.
The same, logic that everybody else is using with their community. Oh, those are just babies. We got to start having that same belief system in our community too. Stop letting everybody tell you how bad your child is, or how different your child is. You're supposed to be different.
Huh?
You're supposed to be different.
What?
I don't want to be like everybody else.
What? Oh, louder for the people in the back.
But I need y'all to
catch it.
I don't care. I don't care if your baby daddy is a drug dealer. I don't care if your mama or your grandma is a thot. I don't care about all of that. Because guess what? I can tell you right now, shit, a lot of y'all got brothers and sisters that y'all just not meeting for the first time, so that means our parents wasn't doing all the right things.
Got it.
All I'm saying is, let's get off of this high horse. Let's get off of this mantle. Let's get off of this.
That's it,
everybody
right there.
Is wrong.
That's it. That's it. That's it right there. That's it right there. That's it right there. Louder for the people in the back. That's it right there. Let's get off this high horse, because you. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you again. Go ahead, baby.
It's okay. I know.
I forgot I was a co-host and took the place as a listener. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. It's okay, because in time, see, right now you just went real churchy. You went churchy. You're the deacon right now. But it's okay. We have to. It is time.
Right. We have to.
In a time such as this, when we're getting ready to reshape presidential elections, when we're getting ready to walk back in, businesses are getting ready to open back up.
Come on,
it is
now.
Time for
Tell
us to go in and take the mantle. We're not asking anymore to be great. We
Tell
are great.
Fucking people, nigga.
We're not
Tell
saying
people.
Black girl or black boy magic. Bitch, we just magic.
Oh!
You either accept it and love us, or
a lot
just
of
stop
people in the back.
So tell them, teach your kids or get out of your
God
community.
Damn it.
Educate
God
our
damn
youth
it.
Or get out of our community. We're tired of being over-policed. We're tired of being overtaxed. We're tired of being underpaid. We want to be equal. We want to be loved. And we want to be free. Spirit, mental, and emotionally. And if you're stopping that, then you're stopping our ancestors. Everything that our ancestors fought for, you're hindering what they did. So on that note, I love y'all. Shout out to my girl Reese. Happy birthday. I hope you turned up. Somebody bought her a bottle. I know they did. Smoke you a couple of blunts. So y'all enjoy the night, man. On that note, I love y'all. Y'all be safe.
See you Sunday.